morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Bighorn Classic coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction, 22nd to the 25th of August. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, originating from the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Sheridan, Wyoming. The folks are going to be offering 165,000 head of cattle starting on Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time. Region 3, 4, 5, and 6 wean calves and calves on cows. They'll also have some bread stock they'll be selling as well. On Wednesday, August 23rd, they'll start 9 a.m. Central Time again with feeder steers and feeder heifers from primarily Region 3, 4, 5, and 6. On Thursday, Friday, both days starting at 9 a.m. Central Time with cattle primarily coming from the western states. If you want more information about the cattle, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 25th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Oklahoma Farm Bureau kicked off its annual August area meetings around the state this week. Their first stop was in Krebs, Oklahoma, this past Monday. On Tuesday, though, our farm director, Ron Hayes, caught up with OFB President Tom Buchanan at their stop in Okarchee for an update on the progress of the meetings and what issues so far have risen to the top of discussions.
The August area meetings are a very exciting time for us. That's when our true grassroots... That's who we are. That's when it really starts, and the eggs laid, seeds planted, whatever you want to call it. But what I've heard so far is certainly some of it to be expected, the private property rights issue of continuing to defend that and allow landowners to use their property as they see fit. There is still that concern about the activist groups pushing very hard and enforcing regulations that handicap us. So that is always a topic and will continue to be, I believe. Ad valorem taxes, property taxes, which are the same thing, just called differently, and how that will impact agriculture is a front and center issue. With the concern that was there last year with cities wanting to attach some property tax, we're concerned about opening that door and how far will it go if it's open. So those two issues are certainly there. Looking forward, we're always concerned about the farm bill as we're getting to that point, especially with commodity prices where they are. I'm hearing a lot of that discussion, and we have put together some recommendations for our congressional delegation moving forward, and we'll fine-tune those between now and that time.
Buchanan says these meetings each year serve as a perfect opportunity for the OFB membership to voice their concerns and hear what the staff and leadership see as potential challenges on the coming horizon.
The August area meetings are time to get out and meet with members across the state. They can hear from us what we believe are issues that we've learned the last couple of sessions, regulatory issues that are coming down. But then more importantly is for us to hear from them. What are their concerns and what are their needs? What are their wishes?
Hearing from members is more important than ever right now, Buchanan says, as the socio-political landscape in our state has changed so drastically during the organization's 75 years of operation. Nonetheless, Buchanan says the organization is committed to serving its members and continuing the organization's tradition of safeguarding the interests of rural Oklahoma.
Let's be realistic that 75 years ago, we are celebrating our 75th year. It's a great accomplishment for an organization like ours. And 75 years ago when our forefathers started, it was an entirely different environment, both in the state and in the nation, but really in agriculture. Oklahoma at that time was almost 100% agriculture. Today that number has dwindled to about 2%. So how do we remain relevant? How do we grow membership? How do we work for our membership? How does that change? So that discussion is ongoing. I think it's a healthy discussion for our members to be having, because we need to not just rest on our laurels of 75 years, but what will we do for the next 75 to have the same successes and additional successes that we've seen in the past?
You got farm news on Ron. Saddle up, it's the 33rd annual Range Roundup, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Join us at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, August 25th and 26th, for a night of fierce competition between the top hands of 12 historic Oklahoma ranches. Cheer them on as they are bucked and bruised, fighting for another year of bragging rights. There's lots to do, including a farm and ranch trade show, kids dummy roping, and more. Plus, buying your ticket helps to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. So grab your hat and put on your boots for the 33rd annual Range Roundup. For more information or to buy tickets, visit okcattlemen.org or call 405-235-4391. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.